So we continue in Shaar HaBusha. The learning is a S'chus for Ni'ilui Neshama for Chaim Elozer ben Shemarieh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, and it should be a S'chus for Refuah Shleimah Chaim Da ben Menorachu, Chanaliah ben Shendrach, and Abadati ben Peril, and a S'chus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we're continuing with the idea of busha. We said that there is a negative aspect of busha, which is busha when a person is embarrassed to go against the grain and do the right thing, whether it's a mitzvah that people will make fun of him, or he doesn't want to be different than everyone else and not do an aveira that everyone else is doing. So that's a negative aspect of busha. So he continues and he says, "Chassid nikra al shem habusha." The word chassid is. It comes from the idea of shame, ki chassid lashon lavan hu, because the chassid is another way of saying white. Ki targuma shel v'hachassida, the chassida bird, which is the stork, hu chavarisa. In Targum, it's the stork uksivalei ata pan of yechvaru, and which literally means the white one, and as it says, and his face will now be white. So the idea is that when you're embarrassed, your face turns white. And a chassid is also a lashon of white. So a chassid, essentially, one of the midos that he excels in is the midah of busha. The targuma shel charpa hu chisuda, and the targum of shame is chisuda. So it's circular. The chol zelama, why? Ki ha chassid tzarich lizbol busha kedei lekayim es haTorah. A chassid has to bear shame in order to fulfill the Torah. Vitzarich lahavir me'al panav habusha b'mkay mitzvah, and he has to remove any shame that he might be feeling if there is a mitzvah that presents itself. Va'az, and then nikra chassid, he's called a chassid. Ubazeh yagiel le'nevuah, and through this he attains a level of nevuah. Kedeksiv az dibarta v'chazon lechassidecha. Then he spoke in a vision to the chassidim. Why? Because they who. Those who excelled in busha, the agia bevashtali de Yerushalayim, and through busha a person can attain Yerushalayim. Kedechsevu, and that his fear will be upon their faces, so they shouldn't sin. Ezahi yirashinikarisal upon him. What fear is upon a person's face? Abusha. This is busha. And a person should be very careful. Shalom. So. Here we're talking not about you personally feeling busha. We're talking about you causing busha to someone else. It says you have to be very careful not to embarrass others. Ki amru chachamim, because Chazal say someone who causes his friend's face to go white out of embarrassment and like chelak but does not have a portion in olam haba. Avak haritzicha hi albanas panim. It's considered the dust of murder. Ki azal sumaka va'asei chivra, because his blood leaves his face and he's left white. So it's like adjacent, somewhat related, somewhat to murder. V'damer l'ritzicha. In amru chazal va'oid tzar ha'albana mar mimaves. The tzar ha'albana, the pain of humiliation, is more bitter than death. Al kein amru, therefore they said, Yapalad ha-masatzmon etoch chiv shana'esh, v'al-yabim p'nei chaveh barabim. Better that a person should allow himself to be thrown into a furnace of fire rather than embarrass someone. V'lam du mitamar, we learn it out from Tamar, that alfa pisha itziyu hisarif, even though she was taking out to be burnt for going out and being mezaneh and getting pregnant, le'ratzis on l'halban p'nei Yehuda, she did not want to humiliate Yehuda. She was allowing herself to even be burnt rather than embarrass Yehuda. Even when you're supposed to give mussar, the Torah says, "Achiach you should rebuke your friend, but v'leisisa don't get an avera as a result. So how do you avoid that case? How should you give techacha? You start off giving it privately and softly. But if you do it in the beginning, in public, and you embarrass him, then you're going to get a avera for it. Mikol shekain, and certainly if you embarrass your friend, and it's not in a setting of giving mussar, of giving him constructive criticism, ki churban Yerushalayim nisgagal idei boishas devarkam, as the Gemara says, that the churban of Yerushalayim happened because of the embarrassment that happened to Bar Kamsa. So the famous story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, he invited the wrong guy, the enemy of the host. And because Bar Kamsa was so embarrassed that he was thrown out of the party and the Chachamim did nothing, he went and he told the emperor that the Jews are rebelling and brought about the Churban. So you see the potentially significant impact that can happen as a result of someone becoming embarrassed. It's a very, very severe avera. It's something that we have to be very careful about.